Welcome back to another Smarter Destiny bite-sized snackable podcast. In this one, I'm going to talk about how to write a book, even if you hate writing as much as me, okay? And why on earth you should consider doing it, okay? And so you may not know this about me, but in 2017, I actually genuinely wrote a book. Okay, now this was my first book, not the most recent one, but the first one. It was called You Are Just One Great Ad Away from Success. And it was good, but it was short and it took a tremendous amount of effort for me to write it. And that was why it was so short. At some point, I just had enough of the typing away, which is something that goes really against my grain. I'm not a great typer. And I just at some point just went, you know what, enough is enough, and released it as a PDF. And something like 40,000 copies of this was downloaded, and I felt a real regret for almost a year. And that was because it was my best work in terms of the individual chapters, but it wasn't everything, and it wasn't really a book. It was very, very short. And that really was what motivated me to figure out how to do it right. And so a little over a year later, I started doing something about it. But of course, I still hated writing, and that wasn't going to go away. And I didn't really feel like figuring out how to learn to enjoy writing. I just felt there must be a better way. So I started doing research and found the solution. Okay, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But some of the things that people don't talk to you about when writing a book are also super important to mention. Okay, now the first one is that when you write a book, you instantly put down into words your knowledge. Okay, there is still a certain stigma, and I mean that in a positive way, a positive stigma that comes with being an author, like being in a newspaper or speaking from stage. There's authority that comes with that. And in this space, if you want to help others, and I'm referring to the make money online space, or teaching entrepreneurship, or teaching e-commerce, or teaching how to be a responsible but successful business owner like I do, there's a lot of fluff in this space. There's a lot of BS. There's a lot of people pretending. And so the reason for writing a book, a big part of the reason of writing a book for me was to prove that actually I know what I'm talking about. And you can just pick up the book, which I gave away for free, which you know I give away for free, and you can make your own decision rather than having to be a guru in the newsfeed. And I know we all hate those people. So when approaching a book, and certainly when I approached my book, I was looking into the thickness it needed to be, which I know is a strange starting point. But what I realized was if I'm going to be shipping it out around the world from the UK, I'm going to be using the UK's postal service called Royal Mail. And Royal Mail has different shipping costs. And if I'm going to be giving it away for free, the jump between 2.5 centimeters thick, right, which is what they define as a large letter, and a parcel, in terms of cost, is quite a jump. It's more than a 50% jump. Okay, but I wanted a book that was the same size as regular books and a considerable book with filled with information. Okay, and so I started doing my research with a ruler, believe it or not. I went around looking at other books and measured them. And I found that similar size books to the size that I wanted mine to be was around about 300 pages, okay? So I started mathsing, folks. I started doing some maths, right? I was targeting 300 pages. I saw from my research that most books had around about 50 chapters, and that seemed about right as well. So 300 pages total, minus 25 pages for the chapter heading pages, 25 pages for images, leaves about 250 pages of writing. And so at an average of 300 words per page, yep, I counted the number of words on the page in my research, is about 75,000 words, which is about 1,500 words per chapter. Okay, and so 1,500 words per chapter, that doesn't sound like a lot to me, but I don't like typing. And this is where the secret sauce comes in. This is where anyone can write a book without actually doing all that much writing. I discovered that you can dictate your book. Okay, and I don't mean without any filtering or any editing. I'm going to get into that in a second. But I mean that if you, like me, are better at talking than writing, you will also most likely speak much faster than you can write, which is, by the way, you can speak at approximately 150 words per minute, or faster or slower, but if you're like me, it's around about 150 words per minute. So each chapter, 1500 words, can be dictated in just 10 minutes, right? And then someone else can transcribe the recording, all right? And so why dictate? Well, the first reason is you don't need to enjoy typing. You don't need a keyboard. You only, in fact, need your phone and some sort of recording app on it. Talking is faster than typing. You can talk whilst doing other things. Thus, you can, and this was the real aha moment for me, you can potentially write your book during otherwise dead time. So time that you spend every single day or very, very frequently that you're not otherwise being particularly productive in. And so in my case, that was actually whilst I was walking my dog. I worked out that I was walking my dog 45 minutes to an hour most days, shorter lengths of time on other days if my wife's not walking him. Okay, and so that was a lot of time whereby I could talk. Okay, often I do my meetings or phone calls in that time, and so I'd already proved it. And so what I recognized was that I could dictate the chapters whilst on a dog walk. So when it comes to planning your book, you need to first figure out what topic are you an expert on. And remember that if you're worried about that, don't fret too much, because the definition of expert is just knowing at least a little bit more than others. Okay. Now, the topic you've chosen, will it add enough value to others that they are willing to pay for it? Will your topic solve your customers' problems? And ideally, right, and this is kind of a really important thing, will it make their lives better? Okay, and is there enough of those people that you'll improve the lives of out there to buy your book? So it's basically niche selection, which I go into in a video which you can find at smarterdestiny.com/find-niche, right? So once you've got that title and about your book, note down your chapter ideas, okay? Look at chapters in other books in your niche for inspiration, search for blog articles in that niche, look on YouTube for videos in your niche, look at reviews on Amazon products in your niche. What you're looking for is people expressing pain points, asking questions, common occurrences. And something I'd recommend doing is using a piece of software to put those into word clouds so you can quickly see which words are used more frequently. But what you want to do is you want to aim for 75 ideas, right? And you'll filter out some later to get down to your 50 chapters. And then what you want to do is you want to start sorting your chapter ideas by theme. Okay, so what I did was I put all my different chapter ideas into Google Sheets and started looking at which chapter ideas kind of group together, which is how in my book I've got a section on scaling, which is 3 or 4 chapters, a section on brand building, a section on targeting, operations, traffic, more sales, and self-improvement. Okay, and so I started grouping up these chapters into bigger headings, right? Now we're looking into the chapter structure, okay? So what I decided on for every chapter was to start with a story that demonstrates the talking points in the chapter, right? We as humans learn from stories. And so I wanted to kick off with a story that demonstrated the talking points of the chapter. Then follow that up with the actionable advice relating to that story that can be applied immediately to the business of whoever's reading. Recap the story and the advice together. And then I included some action points so that the reader can cement the learning in their mind. And that from my research, I found a number of books doing this, but also from speaking with people, I learned that actually a lot of people like kind of homework at the end of chapters. And so I decided to include that. And so it's really simple. There's those 4 points. All right. So let's apply that. Let's apply that to a book about giving dogs haircuts. Right. So if I was doing a chapter on that, I might start off with first a story about when I accidentally dyed a poodle green. Okay, that would stick in your mind. You would remember that story. Okay, I would follow that up with advice about being careful about choosing the right dyes and mixing them properly. Then I'd recap the story and the advice that we learned from the story. And then I would give some action points, some homework to research whether the preferred dyes that you might be going for include ingredient, whatever, and if alternatives are available. Okay, you would remember that that chapter and you would learn from it because of the way it's structured. And so that was a very simple structure that I applied to my book. Okay, and so all you really need to do now is to have a few bullet points about each section of that chapter. So in the case of the story, the first section, here's some bullet points. What day of the week was it? The location, the time, how I was feeling. It was a long shift, perhaps. I accidentally grabbed the wrong dye. Oh no, the customer was so angry. Okay, literally just writing down a few bullet points that remind me about the story and how to talk about them. And then the next section, the advice about being careful. Bullet point one, check the label. Bullet point two, be careful of the certain ingredients, because the recap about the story, what are you thinking? What was I thinking about when I was working? How would I avoid angry customers in the future? And so on, right? A few bullet points, because really, if you only need to talk for 10 minutes, because you're speaking at 150 words per minute and you want 1500 words in your chapter, really, five bullet points is enough. You can talk about a bullet point for 2 minutes, okay? And so you might not even need to flesh out your bullet points all that much. But if you are worried about talking about one bullet point for 2 minutes, and the time goes very quickly, by the way, you can flesh it out just in your planning notes. And so I did this fleshing out on Evernote, which I just had on my phone. So I had these bullet points ready to go on my phone for when I went out on the dog walk. And talked about them, okay? And so the app that I used was an app called Rev.com, and there's definitely cheaper versions out there, but I found Rev.com was really, really accurate for transcribing words. So their app, you can record the audio, and then once you've done recording, you can hit submit, and it automatically sends it to your account. You get billed, and it transcribes your recording and puts it into a Dropbox folder. Okay, and so that was in my case, they emails to you, or you can download it. But in my case, I had it sent to my Dropbox folder, where my marketing manager had access. And so my marketing manager was the person I used as my ghostwriter, because it was a twofer. It meant that she obviously was writing the book, which we needed, and she was being paid anyway, a salary. But also she was learning from the points in the book, and that's why it was a twofer. So it was transcribed and sent straight to Dropbox, where she would then take that transcription and she would remove all of the words that which were the ums and the ahs, and she would make sure that the bits that where I was talking to my dog were removed, and she would generally tidy it up like a ghostwriter. So it was my words, but she turned it into a book. Okay, and so she used Scrivener to do that. I mean, Scrivener is like a word processor, like a Microsoft Word or a Google Docs, but specifically for writing. And there's tons of YouTube videos on how to use Scrivener. I recommend that, because when you release your book, you might release it in PDF, you might release it in EPUB, you might which is like a Kindle type version, another version for publishing it, and so on. And Scrivener really helps you export in all of these different formats very, very intuitively and easily. And then in my case, I built a pre-launch page. So I created a simple lead capture form, which you can learn more about if you go to smarterdestiny.com/funnel builder. I used Kartra as my funnel builder, and I collected name, phone, and email. I let all my friends and family and network know that book's coming out to build a bit of hype. I then started reaching out to as many people as I could to get a foreword. Okay, and a foreword is important and impressive. The person who writes the foreword. In my case, I managed to land Kevin Harrington, a friend of a friend, basically. So my friend made a connection. But for any kind of foreword, you want them to be impressive and influential. They should be relevant to the topic you're writing about. And I recommend that you make a list of your dream 50 people, right? Who would be the best 50 people, and contact them, right? I love LinkedIn for this. And to be honest, if it's quite an honor to be asked to be a foreword on a book. And so it shouldn't be a particularly hard sell for that person. And so just stay focused, try to contact at least 10 people per day for 5 days. And I have no doubt that one of those people will turn out to be the foreword you're looking for. But when you message them, it should be a brief message, complimentary, to the point. And as I say, it's an honor to be a foreword. And so just answer whatever questions they have for you. And if you are in a happy situation where you get multiple yeses, be ruthless and pick the best person for that job. And then it's a case, folks, of getting the testimonials. Okay, so get, in my case, I sent out to really, really trusted people because I was sending a digital version of the book, which there isn't digital versions of my book out there, right? And that was a deliberate decision as well. And so I recommend watermarking the digital version. So make sure there's a watermark on each version that you send out, a unique watermark for each version you send out. To the people that have agreed to read it in exchange for giving a real, truthful testimonial. And make sure you follow up with each person because they are super busy and you know, you want them to read your book and give a testimonial. And then it's about building a landing page, folks. So you want to sell the book. Once again, smarterdestiny.com/funnel builder, but you can go to smarterdestiny.com/geek. To see my page, right? And you might even want to pick up a copy of my book, but you'll see the landing page that I built. I actually haven't optimized it all that much since launching it, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good structure, and I don't mind if you want to use that structure for your book. And so that's pretty much it, folks. It's like drinking from a water hose once again in this actionable episode. But once you have that book, it's something that you can be absolutely proud of. It immediately separates you from the noise, from the pack. You are an author, and there's a number of ways. There's more ways to start getting up the rankings in Amazon and becoming a best-selling author and all the rest of it. But in this short recording, this short podcast, I wanted to go over the main points about writing a book without actually writing. And if you want to check out my book and see the structure and see the learnings, and by the way, it's a great book. And right now, because of the old pandemic, I'm fulfilling from home, so there's a good chance it will be a signed copy. If you do decide to buy one, you can head to 1%secret.com. And grab yourself a copy. Guys and girls, I very much appreciate you taking the time to listen to this show. If you had a great time, I know I did, please smash that subscribe button as hard as you can and consider leaving a review. It really does help with the show and growing and getting it out in front of as many people as possible. Either way, I'll see you in the next podcast, which will be a fantastic interview, so don't miss that. Take care. Bye for now.